Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we return right after this.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer Cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone, see?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel. 10 and 2.
And welcome back here, everyone. Tom Leffler joining us now from Leffler Commodities. And Tom, let's talk about our livestock a little bit here today. Well, it wasn't such a great day for the hogs, but the cattle futures had a pretty nice day yesterday.
That's right, Dave. The entire cattle complex closed positive yesterday with triple-digit gains. The upside has been mostly technical in nature as the fundamentals have not changed yet. Over the past four sessions, from the contract low to Wednesday's high, December live cattle have bounced higher by $9.27 in November feeder cattle by $13.87. Now, there were 35 deliveries against the October live cattle yesterday, 28 retenders, 7 new deliveries. Now, Friday, the margin requirements for live cattle futures will increase from $1,400 to $1,800 for hedge accounts. The choice box beef was down 59 cents yesterday. Select boxes were down $1.17 on a total movement. This is a large movement, 281 loads. The daily cattle kill, 111,000 head. The cash feeder index down 2 cents. On the close yesterday, December live cattle, $2.92 higher. November feeders were up $3.20. And December lean hogs, 75 cents lower.
We will check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
All right, Tom, let's talk a little bit about our grain futures here this morning. And well, the soybeans were positive, but the wheat and the corn ended up negative yesterday.
That's right. We saw up and down trading yesterday in the wheat, the corn, and the soybean futures. It just continues to take place. We just cannot seem to hold one direction very long. And as Dave said, on the close, only the soybeans and the soybean meal closed positive. Technical trading and positioning ahead of Friday's USDA supply and demand report is driving price direction as there is a real lack of fresh market-moving news for our grain. The FOMC minutes will be released today and will be watched for clues as to whether the Fed will raise rates this year or wait till next year. At the moment, December Casey wheat is 2 cents higher. December corn's down a penny and a quarter. November soybeans trading 4 3/4 lower. December cotton's down 8 points. November crude oil, 37 cents higher. December dollar index is 3 cents lower. And December Dow Jones futures down 57 points.
Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here today. We'll check in with you again tomorrow. And that's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.